There was a man who was in a kollel, who learned in a night program in the Syrian shul in Mexico in the 1990s. He learns in this night program, and he has a daughter who has severe disabilities. He finds out that there's a conference in 6 months from now in Philadelphia. And he asked the rabbi in the kollel, I guess the rabbi's name was Mr. Rabbi Cooper. He asked the rabbi in the kollel, can you find out if this conference for children with severe disabilities and challenges, if this conference has the right doctors and it's worth my while? The rabbi says, give me a couple of days. This rabbi had gone to the Philadelphia yeshiva, so he calls the Rosh Yeshiva of the Philadelphia yeshiva, Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. You heard the name. He's Gadol Hador today. His father's Reb Yaakov Kamenetsky. He calls Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky says, it's funny you're asking. Someone else had asked my wife about this, the Rebbetzin about this. It is a phenomenal conference. It's worth their while. Very nice. Thank you, Rabbi. Rabbi Cooper goes back to the Syrian man. Let's call him Mr. Safdie. And he says, Mr. Safdie, the conference is worth your while. 6 months later, there's a rabbi in a kollel in Mexico, Ashkenaz kollel, that gets a phone call. It's Reb Shmuel Kamenetsky. He says, can you get me Rabbi Cooper? So the man, there's no cell phones then. He runs 2 blocks down to the Syrian night program to find Rabbi Cooper. He says, Rabbi, the Rosh Yeshiva of Shmuel Kamenetsky is on the phone. He says, why is he on the phone? So he goes running to the landline 2 blocks away. He picks it up. He says, Rabbi, why are you calling me? He says, I just want to know, did Mr. Safdie come to Philadelphia? He says, what do you mean, Mr. Safdie? He says, do you remember 6 months ago you called me about a Mr. Safdie? I want to know if he came to Philadelphia. He says, Rabbi, how do you remember? He says, you told me 6 months, so I wrote it down. He says, I think he went to America. I don't know. He says, do you know which hotel he's in? He says, I have no idea. A week later, Mr. Safdie comes back to Mexico, tells Rabbi Cooper, you don't understand your rabbi, Rabbi Shmuel Kamenetsky. You don't know who he is. He says, what do you mean? He says, the rabbi found that I was in Philadelphia, and he is the Rosh Yeshiva in Philadelphia. He opened up the yellow pages and flipped through the yellow pages, go through every single hotel in Center City, Philadelphia. And he called up the hotel and says, there, Mr. Safdie, saying there, Mr. Safdie. Until finally he found the right hotel. He got into a cab, came to the hotel on Friday, and told me, hi, Mr. Safdie, you're here. I'd love to have you over to my house for Shabbat. And I said, and Mr. Safdie said, I wasn't sure. And he said, don't worry, your wife's going to be comfortable. The Rebbetzin is phenomenal. Your wife's going to be comfortable in my house. And this Mr. Safdie says to tells Rabbi Cooper, I went to the Kamenetsky home for the entire Shabbat, and then the rabbi drove me to the airport. And then as I was getting to the airport, I told the rabbi, okay, so do you want to check for your yeshiva? He says, what? There was a Jew in Philadelphia that needed a place for Shabbat. I came to your hotel to bring you to my house for Shabbat. That's it. There's no check back. There's no donation to the yeshiva. There was a Jew from Mexico that I know was here, and I had to take care of you, and that's it. What? You're the Gadol Hador. You got 100 things to do. You're supposed to be too busy for small things. You're supposed to not have enough time to be able to get in a cab and go through yellow pages to find out about some random guy from Mexico in a hotel. I don't think that story will ever happen again. Because we're too busy. We're too distracted. We got too much going on. We have too many self-serving things to do than to do something that's so small and so not noticed and so not celebrated. For a Gadol Hador, for a man to say, I have nothing else to do but flip through yellow pages to find out a hotel where a man I never met is staying, to bring into my house for Shabbat, just so he feels like he has a warm meal and a healthy home to be in on a Shabbat when he's away from his home in Mexico. What is that? You know what that is? That's service.